CBS News Brief. More severe weather's on the way today from southern Alabama to New England. This after tornado swept through this weekend, killing at least 19. Charlie Nash lives in St. Louis.
All of a sudden it got dark. We went to the basement and we looked out the door and I could see the trees swirling and cracking. So we ran to the back of the basement, came out and was surprised. We're lucky. Everybody here is lucky our houses weren't destroyed.
It is the unofficial start of summer, so are the airlines ready? Aviation analyst Henry Hartevelt.
The airlines are up to the summer travel season. What I'm more worried about is the FAA right now. The FAA has been struggling to hire new air traffic controllers.
Israel's facing international condemnation over a strike in Rafah that hit tents filled with displaced Palestinians. Israeli government spokesman Avi Heiman.
Civilian casualties are desperately sad. But this is the war Hamas wanted and started.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new acting corrections secretary. Governor Evers promoted Deputy Secretary Jared Hoy Friday. Former Secretary Kevin Carr retired in March. Hoy's worked for the agency since 2007 as a field supervisor, program and policy chief, and administrator. Several airlines are suing the Biden administration over its new rule forcing them to be more transparent about fees.
Yeah, we're not going to back down on these passenger protections. The idea that giving customers upfront information about their fees that you got to pay is somehow confusing, I think really disrespects passengers and consumers.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. This is Civic Media News.
A new report shows the number of children on Medicaid varies widely from state to state. Now the pandemic-era protections are lifted. Brett Pivato reports.
The Georgetown University report says nationwide, more than 4 million fewer children were enrolled in Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program at the end of last year versus spring 2023. The report estimates that in 70% of cases, children's coverage was canceled for procedural reasons, such as difficulty navigating the state's website, reaching a person via a helpline, or not receiving renewal notices. Study co-author Joan Alker says states need to improve outreach to help avoid disenrollment because of red tape reasons rather than being ineligible.
Some states chose to go very slowly and carefully, but other states move very quickly to disenroll children, even though many of them likely remain eligible.
The report notes new programs in some states are offering multi-year continuous coverage to young children. Brett Pivato reporting.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports on this Memorial Day. The Brewers opening a four-game home series against the Chicago Cubs. Craig Counsell's first time back to AmFam Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if he's ready to face their rival.
Who do we play?
The Cubs.
Oh, yeah. Team down the road. Yeah. I mean, I hope we just keep playing like we're playing, you know, play with that edge and that, with that freedom. You know, that's my big thing is to play with freedom. So in order to play with freedom, you got to be super prepared and, you know, undaunted, if you will, you know, undaunted by whatever happens, whatever game results, and just continue to respond and continue to respond to whatever happens in the game. You get up five, down five, you just keep playing.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. We'll have a recap later today from AmFam Field. I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
Cooler today with high temperatures only making it to the 60s. Some spots of sun will quickly be replaced with thickening clouds and showers and thunderstorm chances this afternoon and into the evening. And none are expected to be severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
93.5 The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Cuts are coming to another Wisconsin college. Viterbo University in La Crosse is trying to lower expenses. 27 jobs are going away. Viterbo's president says enrollment is shrinking and the university's deficit is growing. If you love coffee and chocolate, two high-profile chefs in the Upper Midwest want you to know climate change is making them scarcer and more expensive. They host occasional dinners called Civil Eats to raise awareness. Margaret Klein Solomon directs the Climate Emergency Fund.
If they're using those dinners to tell the truth about the fact that everyone in the world is threatened by this, not in some kind of faraway future. I think it could be great.
She says it might be more effective to focus on how global warming is affecting staples like wheat and rice. This is Civic Media News.
States like Minnesota are moving quickly to install high-speed internet, but dangerous and expensive mistakes can happen. Mike Moan reports.
This spring, the think tank North Star Policy Action issued a report that says over the past 3 years, these installations were the leading cause of damage to buried infrastructure in the state. North Star's research director, Aaron Rosenthal, says telecommunications crews are coming in contact with a maze of electric lines and natural gas pipes, with the drilling averaging more than 1.25 strikes a day.
That's a level of damage that we think is very concerning. Minnesotans should not have to choose between high-speed internet and their own safety.
The authors contend these workers receive inadequate training, and a bill in the legislature would beef up standards. Skeptics worry about impacts such as derailing progress on broadband goals with a wave of federal funding spurring projects. I'm Mike Moen.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Morgan Spurlock, who lampooned the fast food industry with his documentary Supersize Me, has passed away. Yahoo Entertainment reports the Academy Award nominee died due to complications from cancer. Spurlock showed the effects that an all-fast food diet had on his body and mind. He was 53. Let's stick with gluttony. All great competitors should know when to step down, such is the case with competitive eater Kobayashi, who claims in his career that he has eaten over 10,000 hot dogs. I actually thought there would be more. Kobayashi once consumed 50 hot dogs in 12 minutes, shattering the previous record of 25 and one-eighth hot dogs in the same amount of time. The athlete says after eating competitively, two words that should never be used together under any circumstances, for decades, he has no appetite. The moral of the story? If you cram as much food as you can into your pie hole for two decades, you'll eventually lose your appetite. And that's a great way to keep the weight off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cooler today with high temperatures only making it to the 60s. Some spots of sun will quickly be replaced with thickening clouds and showers and thunderstorm chances this afternoon and into the evening. And none are expected to be severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Watch out!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. More severe weather's on the way today from southern Alabama to New England. This after tornadoes swept through this weekend, killing at least 19. Charlie Nash lives in St. Louis.
All of a sudden it got dark. We went to the basement and then we looked out the door and I could see the trees swirling and cracking. So we ran to the back of the basement, came out and was surprised. We're lucky. Everybody here is lucky our houses weren't destroyed.
It is the unofficial start of summer, so are the airlines ready? Aviation analyst Henry Hartevelt.
The airlines are up to the summer travel season. What I'm more worried about is the FAA right now. The FAA has been struggling to hire new air traffic controllers.
Israel's facing international condemnation over a strike in Rafah that hit tents filled with displaced Palestinians. Israeli government spokesman Avi Hyman.
Civilian casualties are desperately sad, but this is the war Hamas wanted and started.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes... are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. This is your local civic media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Cuts are coming to another Wisconsin college. The Turbo University in La Crosse is trying to lower expenses. 27 jobs are going away. Viterbo's president says enrollment is shrinking and the university's deficit is growing. If you love coffee and chocolate, two high-profile chefs in the Upper Midwest want you to know climate change is making them scarcer and more expensive. They host occasional dinners called Civil Eats to raise awareness. Margaret Klein-Solomon directs the Climate Emergency Fund.
If they're using those dinners to tell the truth about the fact that everyone in the world is threatened by this, not in some kind of faraway future. I think it could be great.
She says it might be more effective to focus on how global warming is affecting staples like wheat and rice. This is Civic Media News.
States like Minnesota are moving quickly to install high-speed internet, but dangerous and expensive mistakes can happen. Mike Moan reports.
This spring, the think tank Northstar Policy Action issued a report that says over the past 3 years, these installations were the leading cause of damage to buried infrastructure in the state. Northstar's research director, Aaron Rosenthal, says telecommunications crews are coming in contact with a maze of electric lines and natural gas pipes, with the drilling averaging more than 1.25 strikes a day.
That's a level of damage that we think is very concerning. Minnesotans should not have to choose between high-speed internet and their own safety.
The authors contend these workers receive inadequate training, and a bill in the legislature would beef up standards. Skeptics worry about impacts such as derailing progress on broadband goals with a wave of federal funding spurring projects. I'm Mike Moen.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Variety has posted the predictions for Emmy Award nominations for Best Supporting Actor in the Comedy category. 8 of the top 10 nominees come from just 3 shows, FX's The Bear, Max's Hacks, and ABC's Abbott Elementary. Representing The Bear are Eben Moss Bachrach, Oliver Platt, Maddie Matheson, and Lionel Boyce. Paul Downs and Carl Clemens Hopkins are from Hacks, and Tyler James Williams and Chris Brighetti from Abbott Elementary. Richard Lewis is predicted to receive a posthumous nomination for Curb Your Enthusiasm. The title for the latest installment in the Knives Out franchise has been revealed. The Hollywood Reporter sprung the news that Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery, will debut on Netflix sometime next year. Director Rian Johnson revealed the title on his ex-Twitter page, as well as the fact that Daniel Craig will be back as the lead in the latest installment of the whodunit franchise. If they keep making Knives Out films, it's going to seem unbelievable that anyone would be seen at a dinner party with Daniel Craig. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cooler today with high temperatures only making it to the 60s. Some spots of sun will quickly be replaced with thickening clouds and showers and thunderstorm chances this afternoon and into the evening. And none are expected to be severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ten years have passed since people lived in fear and dread, when hope and independence died and dark aggression spread.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. If you're listening in Madison on WMDX, thank you so very much for joining us. Really honored to have our next guest with us, and I think it is just so topical and so important. We're going to be talking about NATO. Why is NATO important? Why does the United States want to stay with NATO and stand with NATO? And in order to help us break all this down, we are joined by retired U.S. Army Brigadier General Steve Anderson. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Jane. Great to be part of this.
This all came up because former President Donald Trump said recently that, and he threatened during his term, he wanted to withdraw from NATO. He talked about that quite a bit. And then I believe it was either earlier this week or last week, Donald Trump said this.
No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay. You got to pay your bills.
Donald Trump claiming that a president of a company asked him if the United States would defend them if they were attacked by Russia. And he essentially said, yeah, no. Steve, tell us, first of all, a little of the history of NATO.
Well, thanks, Jane. Well, look, it's been around for 75 years, and I don't think it's an underestimate to say that it has helped to make the world the incredible prosperity that the United States and all Americans have enjoyed over the last 75 years is due in no small measure to the success of the NATO alliance, the most important military alliance in the history of the world. I mean, they have, in order to develop an economy, in order to enjoy the quality of life that we have enjoyed over the last 75 years, it all starts with security. And security enables everything. All the economic development this country has happened, that has occurred, has to do and is related to our security situation. And the NATO alliance has helped to ensure that that has happened. And it has been a great, great partnership with our NATO friends. They have been there at our back for the last 75 years. They enabled the Cold War to end, to defeat Russia and the Soviet Union, that is, and break it all up. You know, and the way that they were able to do that, of course, is because we had the strength of this incredible military alliance. It was up. We were able to develop our economy to the state that, you know, the Russians and the Soviet Union just simply couldn't keep up. And that's really how it happened. But there have been time and again when NATO has been there with us. I mean, everybody knows about Article 5. Okay, that's, you know, essentially what it requires when one member state gets attacked, that all the other members of the state come to their defense.
Right.
The only implementation of Article 5 in the history of NATO was the United States. That was for 9/11. And consequently, the other 31 members, or at the time it wasn't 31 members, but and for the next 20 years, our European allies supported us through thick and thin, through everything that transpired in Iraq and Afghanistan. They spent hundreds of billions of dollars, just like we did, and they shed a lot of blood over there. So, I mean, they supported us through all that, you know, and they were there with us with Desert Storm. They were there with us in Bosnia. They supported the Kosovo intervention. The Gulf of Aden anti-piracy activities was a NATO military intervention. The Libyan intervention in 2011, the Syrian civil war. I mean, I can go on and on. This alliance has set the conditions for an incredible amount of economic development and prosperity for all Americans. And for a former president to insinuate that we would quit NATO because he thinks that we aren't paying our dues, or some members aren't paying our dues. Listen, Donald Trump, this is not a country club, okay? This is not, you don't pay your dues, you don't get to play golf anymore. This is far more important than that. The requirement has been that all the members try to contribute 2% of their GDP to military development and military spending. And by and large, they have done that. Now, do they do it to the extent that the United States has done it, or maybe Germany or the UK? Perhaps not. But we do have the largest economy in the world, again, empowered because I think great part to the for the NATO alliance. But it's you know, for us to assume that other people can contribute to the same level that we can is pretty preposterous. So his comments were incredibly ignorant and incredibly stupid because they failed to realize the relationship, the economic and political military implications of the greatest military alliance in the history of the world that NATO has empowered.
I'm so glad you made the comparison about a country club, because that was exactly my thought when he said that. It's like, this isn't, you don't pay dues.
It's not Mar-a-Lago.
And then there's no Bank of NATO either. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. And it just shows his profound ignorance and stupidity, really. I mean, and this is, let me, Jane, this is hard for me to say, because I'm a Republican, okay? I'm a Bush Republican. I was a Ronald Reagan Republican. You know, now I proudly call myself a rhino, you know, because I don't have anything to do. You know, when Donald Trump came on the scene and said, what are we doing? I mean, I used to watch Bill O'Reilly religiously, like, you know, and Fox News, the whole thing. I was in all the way. And then I realized, what is the Republican Party doing? And you know, since 2015, I mean, when we endorsed this guy, and to watch people like Lindsey Graham,
yes,
whom I serve with, I mean, the incredible cowardice of that man. He's a great guy. He's a smart guy. He's an incredibly capable guy. I mean, he's been a senator for, you know, for 20 years or so. I served with him in Iraq when he was doing his reserve training over there. I mean, he incredible. I mean, Marco Rubio. I mean, even Ted Cruz. I mean, these are smart, capable people. Josh Hawley, these are well-educated Yale, you know, Ivy League. They know better. But yet to watch them, you know, for Donald Trump to say something, I mean, that's one thing. But then the cowardice of all the Republicans sit on their hands and don't do a thing to challenge this is absolutely insane.
I swear, it was one golf game. Lindsey Graham had one golf game with Donald Trump, and he completely flipped. Completely.
Completely. I mean, if you look at what he said during the campaign, you know, he said that Donald Trump was totally unfit to be president.
And we will be destroyed.
Yeah.
We will be destroyed. And guess what? You know, in his words, you know, it's almost prophetic, some of the things that he said.
If you were just
but the reason that is going to happen, if it could happen, is because of the cowards like Lindsey Graham, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, and all the others that have lined up to kiss the ring. You know, it's just insane. And again, this is a conservative Republican that's talking this. This is not, I'm not some wild liberal. I served 31 years in the United States Army, you know, and public service has been my entire life. You know, I've been and since I retired, I've been a contractor. I served in Iraq and Afghanistan for 2 years. I mean, I had men that worked for me in Afghanistan killed. I mean, the whole thing. But, you know, Donald Trump and everything that he stands for and the people that support him are just they just don't understand what makes this country great. Not the least of which is understanding the importance of the NATO alliance.
If you are just joining us, our special guest is retired U.S. Army Brigadier General Steve Anderson, and we are talking about the importance of NATO. And I found this article this morning, Steve. Retired Lieutenant General Ben Hodges, when talking about Trump and what he said about withdrawing from NATO, quote, "Trump hates alliances. He hates an obligation where he'd have to live up to something. Mafia type that he is, he doesn't want anybody restricting his options. He couldn't care less about moral obligations. He is willing to chuck the whole thing away."
Well, Ben is a good friend of mine, and I completely endorse every word that he says. He's spot on. I mean, he was a former USSR commander of U.S. forces in Europe, you know, and he understands that domain. He still lives over there, actually. But I mean, he's spot on. I mean, absolutely. Donald Trump he wants to break down institutions. He wants, because they threaten him, anything that threatens him. So an alliance like NATO could potentially, these are people that could gang up on him. I want to destroy that. You know, the United States military, he'd like to see that shut down. Department of Justice, Department of the Interior. I mean, you could go on and on. Every institution, you know, that is out there that could possibly challenge his authority, he wants to see destroyed. to include the United States Constitution, by the way. I mean, that's really what that's really what his ultimate goal is. And God help us if he ever gets reelected, because that's exactly the first thing he's going to try to do, you know, which is so sad. And again, Jane, I keep saying this. I mean, this is not some left wing wacko out there. I am a very conservative guy. I've always been that. You know, I've supported all the Republican Party, all the platforms, strong national defense, less taxes, you know, strong economic development in enabling business to succeed, and all those kind of things. But there's no vestiges of that anymore. It's all about subservient to Donald Trump. There's no platform. There's no real party ethics. It's just, what can we do to get this man and stay in power?
And it's a platform of retribution. It really is. If the United States would pull out of NATO, who would throw the biggest party? I'm pretty sure I know the right answer.
Oh, Vladimir Putin. I mean, this is just right out of his playbook, you know, and how Donald Trump is enamored with these dictators out there, you know, in Korea, you know, in
China,
in Hungary, Viktor Orban,
yep.
You know, and then, you know, Vladimir Putin. I mean, and, you know, it's just so sad because NATO has been a strong supporter of Ukraine. People don't realize if Ukraine falls, that fundamentally changes the world order.
Yes.
The prosperities that Americans enjoy today, you know, now the people that support Trump they have a list of grievances and, you know, and all these things that they want to see. They want to see things shaken up and all. I get it. My own father, you know, 95 years old, who just passed away, I used to argue with him because he was a Trump guy. And he says, you know, but they don't realize if these institutions go away, if foundations like our alliance with NATO goes away, our world is going to change in ways that we can just only imagine right now. The prosperity, the list of things that the Trump base complains about will triple because this, you know, there's so much that's going to fail, and there's so much going to fundamentally change in the world order. I mean, right now we have a position of leadership in the world. We need to continue to use that, dominate the world in a way in which we're helping people. In the Biden administration, God bless them, they've done a great job of building on the U.S. NATO alliance. You know, we just added Finland to NATO.
Right.
Sweden is right behind them.
Which terrifies which terrifies Putin, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the last thing he wants to see, you know, and it shows really how his plan in Ukraine has fundamentally backfired, because it's actually all the things that he wanted to happen in just reverse. I mean, he wanted to break down the NATO alliance, and instead his attack on the sovereign domain of the Ukraine has strengthened NATO. NATO's never been stronger. They've got 40,000 troops now stationed in Poland, Romania, Slovakia, you know, et cetera, poised to help, you know, defend. But I mean, you know, we've heard, you know, the Tucker Carlson interview last week, you know, Vladimir Putin talked about Poland like 30 times. I mean, you know, if Ukraine falls, it's going to be, you know, he'll be setting his sights on Poland and other places. And again, like I said, the fundamental world order, the prosperity that we Americans enjoy today will change dramatically in the wrong direction.
We are going to continue this conversation with retired U.S. Admiral Brigadier General Steve Anderson. We are talking about NATO and why it's so important for the United States to remain tight with our allies. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now we got the long version. How do we do that? We'll give it a rundown on the long version once. Well then, here we go. Are you rolling? Hot? Go.
Ten years have passed since people lived in fear and dread. When hope and independence died and dark aggression spread. Then NATO went on guard and freemen ceased to yield. We live again in peace and strength behind the NATO shield. We live again in peace and strength behind the NATO shield.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee-Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin, all coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you so very much for joining us. Really honored to have our guest here, retired U.S. Army Brigadier General Steve Anderson. And we have been talking about NATO and the importance of NATO. And the biggest gift for Vladimir Putin would be for the U.S. to pull out of NATO.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of Putin, this just came across the breaking news. President Biden has formally stated that he believes Putin is responsible for Navalny's death.
Alexei Navalny.
So the question I had for you, sir, was, you know, I'm young enough to remember the 80s as far as those last days of being afraid of Russia, seeing the fall of the Communist Party, seeing the 90s, and then seeing Vladimir Putin take over. And it always seemed like, you know, when they wanted to reform and have more democratic processes, we were on board. We were with them. We were supportive. And then as Putin came along, we were like, this isn't right. As a country, we felt this isn't right. And I have to wonder, from your point of view, to see people like, as you mentioned, Tucker Carlson, seeing the former president cozying up with these individuals and frankly influencing a lot of people to say, oh, Putin is wonderful. He's great. He's doing all the right things. For everything you've done for this country, for all that you've fought, for all the things that you've sacrificed, what does that do for you? How does that make you feel to see such power cozying up with such
evil?
Well, Calvin, it disgusts me. It really does. I think Tucker Carlson is a despicable person. For him to do that, I mean, Ronald Reagan is turning over in his grave. I mean, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. I mean, that is so far. I mean, we're at the other end of the spectrum now. I mean, yeah. You know, Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump apparently want us to go back to isolationist days, in which all we do is sit, you know, behind, you know, in the comfort of being 3,000 miles away from the European potential battlefield. And, you know, and be ignorant of what's going on. But that's not the way the world is now. This is a global economy. Everything's connected. Everything. And, you know, we've got to stand up to tyrants like Vladimir Putin. You know, as democracy has developed over the last hundreds of years, you know, quality of life throughout the world has improved. And why is that? Because we're giving power to the people. They have greater control of their own destiny. And that is, you know, that's what's been enabled by the power of democracy all over the world. And so we got to stand up to autocracy. We've got to stand up to tyrants like Vladimir Putin. We do not need to get in bed with them. And when I watch a guy like Tucker Carlson, with all his ability to influence so many people, you know, with the millions of viewers that he has, his ability to essentially set conditions for Vladimir Putin to achieve his objectives in Europe and ultimately with the United States, it really is reprehensible.
I can't even imagine for so many people like you who have spent your life in service to this country and then to see things like this happening, it has to be absolutely surreal to even wrap your head around it. And I think it's important that people understand, too, that Vladimir Putin doesn't love Donald Trump because he thinks he's so great. Vladimir Putin loves Donald Trump because Vladimir Putin hates America.
Well, that's true. And Vladimir Putin, he sees Donald Trump as an easy mark. Mm-mm. You know, he knows all he has to do is coddle up to him, say some nice things about him, you know, stroke his ego. He'll get whatever he wants,
yep. You
know, and it's really sad that you know, Donald Trump is insanely stupid to not see that. But that's exactly what we have. And that's what he is. And, you know, we cannot let. We've got to stand up to Vladimir Putin. We've got to support the Ukrainians. We've got to get them all the aid that they need to do that. They've inspired the world with the way they fought the Russians, you know, heavily outnumbered and whatnot. But we're at a very, very dangerous point now. It's turned into essentially a stalemate. And, you know, we need to continue to support the Ukrainians because the Russians seem to be getting a little bit stronger, actually. And, you know, they are absolutely vitally dependent upon American support. And we need to make sure we provide it to them.
Well, and tragically, I want to say it was last week that Wisconsin senior Senator Ron Johnson essentially said, Vladimir Putin can't lose. He's not going to lose. So we should, what, just give them Ukraine and then let him go into Poland and just keep heading across Western Europe?
I mean, he's right up there with the pillow guy in terms of intelligence. You know, Ron Johnson is an absolute moron. And, you know, and he'll say anything he can to suck up to the base. And it's so sad, you know, to hear something like that. But yeah, he doesn't understand anything, you know, and, you know, you've got to stand up when you see a tyrant like that. You've got to put your foot down. We have to have principles. And that's what's made this country great. We need to continue to support those principles. And we got to respect the autonomy of a country like Ukraine and be outraged when it is violated. And, you know, we can and we cannot stand by. And again, you know, we used to say, strength through power. You know, now we're saying, you know, surrender through appeasement. Yeah. You know, that's really what Ron Johnson wants. Surrender through appeasement.
Yep.
You know, let's give them what they want and then we'll stand down. You know, he doesn't realize, though, that it's a long play, that if we lose there, OK, if we fail to provide, you know, the $50 billion aid package, whatever they're asking for now. Oh, by the way, reminder, in Iraq and Afghanistan, we're spending $300 million a day. $300 million a day. Okay, just keep that in perspective. But if we fail now, you know, it's a pay me now or pay me later situation. We're going to spend 10 times what we're spending right now to support the Ukrainians, 10 times to try to fix the mess that would be required, that would be created if Vladimir Putin gets his way in Ukraine. You know, we're going to have to redeploy Americans back. I mean, we used to have 400,000 Americans. And when I was a young lieutenant on the Czechoslovakian border with my tank platoon in 19... 19-
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS